Zada Welding.
Hi, am I speaking with Cindy?
Yes.
Hey, Cindy, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How
are
you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you so much for asking.
I hear
you. So, I saw your email. I was going to email back, and I was like, you know what? Let me just call.
No worries.
Is this a good time for you, though, now?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, awesome. So first thing I need to do, I just need to verify some business info to make sure we're branding you guys online correctly.
Okay.
So company name, the way you want it branded online, it's Rosado, that's R-O-S-A-D-O, Welding. Is that correct?
Correct. Uh-huh.
All right, perfect. And let me just check your current online presence.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
So we're looking good, you know. We got, and that's the thing I wanted to, well, anyway, go ahead, ask the questions, and we can kind of go from there.
Well, the reason I was looking up the online presence is I needed to see if we had to PIN verify you. It looks like we don't, which is great.
Okay.
So what will happen is we'd walk you through adding us on as manager to the Google page. So you still own it. We just manage it.
Right.
That way we can optimize it and get you higher placement.
Yep.
Okay.
I got you.
So I wanted to verify, though, because I see you have two locations, 4852 Topline Drive in Dallas, 75247. Is that the one you wanted to promote?
I want it. So this is the thing. I don't have two locations. I have one location, but that 4852, that area, that zip code is a lot busier. It's a more of like an industrial area. And I had that listing for like 10 years.
Okay.
So, and it gets me most of my business. So I'm really scared. Like, I don't want to touch, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to ruin it. In other words, like, I don't want to touch it too much. I don't want to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that, like, nobody's really messing around with that too much. I think that as far as promoting, I think that area and within that radius or whatever you want to call it, I think it's a good, it's a more, you know, I'm closer to, I don't know if you're familiar with Dallas or not. But
somewhat, not super familiar though. I'm from Huntington Beach, California, so I just know from what clients have told me, you know. But you're surrounded by like Dallas, Garland, right, Arlington, like it's a great location for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So like that zip code and those areas, it's more like a lot of construction going on. I get a lot of calls from that area, a lot of businesses in that area.
Good.
The other, which is in the Garden Brook address,
that listing,
yeah, I did like maybe 2 years ago because we moved to this location. I don't get a lot of calls from here. There's not a lot of things going on here. It's like a small pocket and it's a residential area. So I'm really not too worried about that one. I like more the other one, to be honest with you. That's
the
like 4852
top line. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not, so us going in, just so you know, we're a Google Premier partner, so it's not going to make it worse with us going in. It's only going to make it better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, we're being a Premier partner, we're up to date with all of Google's like algorithm changes and how to best get you placement. So, we don't do anything to like hurt your rankings, just to let you know that up front, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, so 4852 Topline Drive, Dallas, 75247.
Mm-hmm.
How far do you want to target from there?
I would say like a 30-mile radius.
30-mile radius, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Because remember, you have Google ads and social media ads too.
Yes.
What we'll do is we'll focus those ads for a 30-mile radius. Got it.
Okay.
If you want to, in the client interview, sometimes you guys do, like, specific zip codes, cities, counties even. So they could go over that with you, but just so they have a general idea, I'm just putting a 30-mile radius in. Okay? All right. And let me check. Okay, so I see you have a website, RosaldoWelding.com. I forget, because I know it's been a little while since we talked. Do you want us to revamp this website? Or are you good with how it looks now?
I
like
it.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's over $5,000 on the site.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Really good. Of course, if there's things that need to be corrected on there, you know, by all means, I want to make sure everything is 100%, that it's, you know, people, but it has a lot of, you know, like, I'm getting
it looks
calls.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So the phone number's at the top, which is one thing we need, right? So that's perfect. And you have the SSL certificate, which is basically the little lock at the top of the page. So we don't really have to go in and tinker their website. We'll just promote it as is. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. All right. And let's see. Phone number. Okay. So 469-730-2222. That's the number you want promoted, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And I have a secondary number for you, 954-573-3684. Is that the best number for us to reach you at, or?
Yes. That's myself. Oh.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to put that just for contact from us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Just for account purposes, Cindy, your first name is S-I-N-D-Y. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And last name is Rosado, right?
Correct.
Perfect. All right, I thought so. All right, so promote this number. For your confirmation emails, your welcome email, your initial invoice, your login credentials for your tracking system, do you want those going to the info@rosadowelding.com?
You got it.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. So next step, what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. Our techs are experts in keyword phrases, so they'll go over those with you in detail. They'll also walk you through how to add them on as manager to the Google page and the Facebook page, and they'll go over how you want your ads to look. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information.
Sure.
And I'm going to read a voice verification to you, which will just outline our service agreement, that everything is month-to-month here, no contracts.
Okay.
All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's both, actually.
Got it. And the business name, it's Rosado Welding on there, right?
Yes, Rosado Rosado Welding Incorporated, INC. So
perfect. Okay. That's why I asked. And is there a middle initial, or is it Cindy Rosado?
So it's actually Sagit. Let me give you that spelling, but everybody calls me Cindy, and that's what I go by.
Got it.
The card, it's going to say S-A-G-I-T. So
got
Sagit.
It. So S-A-G as in go, I as in igloo, C as in Charlie. Is that right?
E as in Tom, actually, at the end. T like
Got
Tom.
It. T like Tom. Sagit.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you prefer for us to call you Cindy? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So I'll put that on the notes on all your, because I have to make it match the card. So on like your welcome email, your login credentials, like all that stuff, it'll say Sagit, just so you're aware.
Okay. Whatever is sensible for them. It's okay.
All right.
Just some
awesome.
They don't know how to say it, so.
Right. No problem. I'll put in the notes, though. You go by Cindy, you know. The billing address, is it the 4852 top line drive, or is it
no.
the? Okay.
Not that or that. Let me give you a different one. It's going to be 2816 South Surrey. That's S-U-R-R-E-Y Drive.
Perfect.
Carrollton, Texas, 75006.
Perfect. Give me one second. Okay. So I got 2816 South, and South came up just the S, Surrey Drive. Carrollton, Texas, 75006. And that's
correct.
Just for billing. Okay.
Correct.
All right, so let me change that here. Okay, the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right, ready for that card number when you are.
5348.
Mm-hmm.
7500.
Okay.
1414.
Okay.
5427.
Expiration date?
5/12/28.
And the CBC code?
648.
All right, perfect. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now.
Okay.
Heads up on the voice verification. It's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rosado Welding, Inc.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
The owner, Sagit Rosado.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
I am, yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, of course.
Perfect. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 10th, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $599 for the VIP package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the amount of $599. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Awesome. All right. So first thing I'm going to do, let's get your client interview scheduled. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually it takes about 30, 45 minutes. Okay.
Yep.
What time tomorrow would work best for you for that appointment?
Tomorrow is Tuesday, 11.
11, that's perfect. Okay. So I'm scheduling it for 11 a.m. Central Time. I'm going to send you an email calendar invite right now. It'll say Local Splash on it, CI, for which just means client interview, and EN for English.
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, Cindy, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician.
Got it.
If I am on the phone, though, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me get these additional notes, then I'll explain these emails. The tech side wants to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
I think text message is awesome.
All right, perfect. You know, that's the most common one I hear, too.
I know. Unless, like, they need to call me, you know, about the account and stuff like that. And I'll probably have somebody, I guess, that's going to be helping me all the time. So.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on our VIP package, so I'm your account lead, but you'll also have, like, a dedicated rep over there. But we have, just so you're aware, there's multiple departments, like our Google ad department, social media ad department, local SEO. That way you're getting what you need from the appropriate departments. Tomorrow will just be, like, your onboarding, so they could make sure they have the right keywords set and the right access and all that good stuff, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Nope. I got it.
All right. Now, okay, the business is currently, I know you guys don't require a license out there, right, in Texas, but you guys are currently insured?
We are fully insured and licensed, yes.
Oh, and licensed. Okay, perfect.
Yes, we have basically all of guys are certified.
Awesome. Okay. And I found the Facebook page already, so I'm just attaching that for them.
Yeah, I didn't really do on there. There's a bunch of likes, but I don't really do much on there.
Yeah, 271 followers, 267 likes. I mean, that's a great start. The only thing, like, when you post on there, the only people that can see it are those followers. So we're going to do the retargeted ads to get your name out to, like, people that haven't heard of you yet. So this will be great for it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Okay. Okay, so these emails now, okay? So you're going to receive 3 emails from Local Splash Support. The first one I want you to pull up, it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Let's see here. I just got 2. I signed one of them.
Okay.
For the condition. Yeah.
So you're on the username password screen then already?
Yeah.
Man, you're on top of it. Okay. So I want to show you how to always get there, and I'll show you how to get back to your terms of experience too, just so you're able to see it. So go ahead and go to the welcome email.
Okay, so I think the I see a welcome to Local Splash. I got my username, my password, okay.
Exactly. So go ahead and click on the my.localsplash.com.
Okay. Yep, it tells me how to log in. Okay.
Your username is going to be the business phone number, no spaces, so the 469-730-2222.
Mm-hmm.
Password, all lowercase letters, all one word. It's top. Like top of the mountain, right? Like top splash. So T-O-P as in Paul, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, L-A-S-H.
I'm in.
You're in. Awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're on top. Sometimes it takes me a little while to get clients through that.
I've been doing this for years, man.
There you go. Professional. So you're going to see we are working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 days. Basically, after the client interview, they're going to get everything set in there, okay? But what you can get a jump on is if you click on if you want to add some photos, click here, okay?
Got it. Okay.
That is going to show you basically, or it's going to take you to the media where you can start adding all your photos, videos, logo. That's what we're going to use for the promotion, for Google, for your ads, et cetera, okay?
Got it. Where do I do that?
Does it still say the 2 to 3 days, or did you X out of that?
Oh, I X'd out of it.
No worries. So that's actually good that happened, so I can show you how to always get there. So do you see where it says business info?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
Okay.
And you're going to see it's like they're going to fill everything in, but if you scroll to the very bottom, you're going to see media.
I see it. Okay, and then add the photos. Okay.
Exactly. Now, I want to show you how to always get to your terms of experience, too. So in the top right-hand corner, you should see 3 little lines.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and click on that.
Yep.
And then at the very bottom, it's going to say your name, Sagi Rosado. Go ahead and click that.
Okay.
And then go to account settings.
Got it.
Okay. You're going to see second from the bottom, it'll say terms and conditions. So if you click on that, that's going to take you to your terms of experience. So this is everything you're paying for in writing, timelines, like everything we went over, okay? The only one you want to ignore, my site custom website is not included in this because you already have a website, okay?
Correct.
And then Google Guaranteed is not included either. And I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here. It's actually not an available category yet for your industry.
For us, Don't worry about it. I don't want to say 50 bucks the lead. You're good.
It's actually an amazing program, too. If it does open up for welding in the future, I'll let you know.
Okay. We'll give it a try later on. you're good. You're good.
So, all right.
I know that we talked about it before. Just to refresh in myself, like as far as the Facebook ads,
The Google Ads.
So, yeah, like, would you guys? Because I don't know if you remember, I had issues with my. I took down my Google, like the pay per click ads.
Right.
So, you guys basically set it up, but I would still need to put money in there, right?
No, it's already included. So, we're gonna run your Google Ads. The way it breaks down is out of the $5.99 monthly, $300 is allocated towards the Google Ads each month.
Okay.
$100 is allocated towards your social media ads, and the additional $199 is for the local SEO. So you're already paying for $300 of Google Ads, and for the first month, Google gives us a coupon too, so you'll get like $100 extra in your ad spend.
Okay. I'm sure it's not going to be enough, but it's okay. We'll start somewhere. You know,
that's where we like to start you, and then we see like the results you get, and then you could always increase. So like what'll happen is like month two, you'll get a call like, hey, at the end of the first month, you'll get a call like, hey, these were your results, and they'll talk to you about increasing your ad spend. You can do that at any point in time, but that's a good starting point just to see what we do with that amount, basically. Your area, your target radius, right, the services you provide, you're going to want to end up upping that, but I would just see what we do with the first 300 first, you know?
Like I said, I was paying between $1,000 to $1,500 a month, but unfortunately, I didn't have nobody. I was doing it on my own, and because all the changes, for some reason, the only calls I was getting on that crap was, I'm looking for work. So all my money was being like, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you. I've been trying to reach Google. I'm not able to reach them. I've been trying to get them to fix stuff. I can't reach anybody. It's just been such a hassle. And I went back and I disputed three charges on my account with them. And all I wanted to do, it wasn't about the money, is I wanted somebody to reach out to me. You know, I spent over $30,000 with them already, you know, since I opened up. It's really not much, but,
it is,
you know,
though. Even if you spent $20, it's still a lot, you know, like you're a client. So, you know, I love Google. Obviously, I do this for a living, so I'm a big advocate for Google. But one of the downsides of just like using Google directly is you can't get anybody on the line. So that's one of the great things of us. You know, you could get us on the line, and we have, because we're a Google Premier partner, we spend tons in Google Ads, Google Guaranteed. We have a team dedicated to our company. So we're kind of like your middleman. If you need to get a hold of Google, you get a hold of us. And if need be, we'll reach out to them. But usually it's something we could just do on our end. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, I don't think you guys are going to need them. You know what you're doing. I didn't know how to stop those keywords from being, it's crazy. I don't know what they do, but it's nuts. And in additional to that, just to let you know, my sister, it's actually my company. I gave my sister a moving company, 6 years ago. And
I used to be a mover. I love that industry. Yeah.
Really? Oh gosh. Maybe you guys will be a good fit, because I really feel bad. Like, she had really a good 4 or 5 years. She's been doing really good. Unfortunately, this past year, she had one client. I mean, moving has been very, very difficult in the past year and a half. The pricing, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of stuff going on. The lead companies have been, I mean, she spent like $5,000 a month in advertisement just buying leads that she's obviously, you know, competing between 5 to 6 companies on that same lead. And
she's using Angie's then, or Thumbtack or Network.
She's using Angie's and Thumbtack, but besides that, she's also using, like, you know, there's other companies like moving.com. There's like really big companies, and they charge a lot of money. It's like $11 per each lead. And if it was just that person, awesome, but it's like 5 more companies and garbage companies. And she's got blasted, unfortunately, online this year. From one customer that she did a move for, and person contacted her whole goddamn family, and there has been like 10 bad reviews of the same client on Google that she was battling with. And, you know, she has another company helping her remove those bad, you know, it's hard. It's, they're not true reviews. They're, you know, the sister of the sister of the sister. It's the same problem, 10 people. You know what
wow.
I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
The problem yeah, so with Google, with so they left them on Google, I'm assuming, right? The reviews?
Yeah. Yep.
Or, okay.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah. In order, so you could do a claim process through Google.
Yes.
But it's like pulling teeth, you know?
Yes.
So yes. The best way to get some, to get a review removed is by the actual person that left the review, unfortunately.
I know.
You
know?
It sounds like that's not going to happen, you know?
Well, she's discriminating, you know, there's
right.
some issues there legally that she's doing that she's not allowed to. And, you know, honestly, there's like two ways to go about it. One, hire a lawyer, send a letter, you know, and maybe wake up the wolf again, you know, and mm-hmm. have her go to other platforms. Or number two, I told my sister, just let it go. You have almost a 4-star. So what if people are going to see some bad reviews? Just try to get that, you know, good reviews to bring that down.
Exactly.
Or,
yes.
or, you know, shut it down, reopen a new Google account, you know, like literally have it completely, like remove your Google account, get everything down and just build a new one little by little. So,
What's the company name?
It's New Destiny Van Lines. She looks good online, man. It's and I talked to her. She's looking for more advertisement, and she had another company help her out. They're out of Dallas, by the way. So New Destiny Van Lines.
Yeah, I found it. It looks 83 reviews, 4-star rating.
Yeah.
So yeah, she wants to just keep getting reviews on there. The website looks fantastic. Let me see.
But
she could use more Facebook reviews for sure.
She needs more leads. And I talked to her about you guys, and I told her, listen, you know, I'm talking with these guys. I'm gonna get on with them. Moving is very difficult. It's not like welding. It's a tougher market. You know, mm-hmm. She had some other companies, you know, for like $300 a month that was like doing a few things here and there, but it wasn't,
Bring
it really
leads.
Didn't give much.
Yeah.
It didn't give much. So she's like, oh, you know, I don't want to go again, spend more money. And then I said, but you need to try, you know, and you need to do pay-per-click also. You can't not advertise with Google. That's number one platform. So she does not have like a Google, advertisement besides just, you know, the maps and the free listings.
She's second on the maps in Dallas, though, which is really good. Let me check real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check Google Guaranteed. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. I told her, why don't you do Google Guarantee?
It is the business. It's like the best lead program on the market. In Dallas, though, it's probably going to be saturated. So let me.
Yep.
So the cost per lead for her, and I mean, if you want, you could have her call me and I could explain all this. But it's $72 per lead. So it is going to be a high cost per lead, but we have an auto dispute system, meaning like when that lead calls, if she schedules an appointment with them, like she schedules an appointment to go out, or if she quotes them, which I wish they would throw that out, but it is what it is. If she quotes them or schedules an appointment, she's going to be charged for the lead. If it's anything other than that, though, she's automatically not charged. Nothing she has to do on her end, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if she goes out to give an estimate, awesome. You know, if she quotes them over the phone, awesome. But if it's just some asshole from another mover, you know what I mean? Trying to just, you know, just kind of click, you know what I mean?
Well, Google Guarantee is not pay-per-click, it's pay-per-qualified lead. So even if she gets clicked on, and let's say it's a competitor that calls her, the AI would automatically pick that up as an unqualified lead, unless they were super shady and they called and, like, scheduled an appointment or inquired about pricing from her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
there's
but
no way to know.
We could try to dispute those, but we would need to like prove that that phone number is like a competitor business, basically.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have companies in the Dallas area for moving companies that you guys do any listings for?
Let me see right now. Give me 1 second. Movers near me, Dallas.
Like, you know, you got all these big companies like Mayflower, United. They're huge. They're I just want more exposure for her.
The three on the top, Around the Clock, New Destiny, Moving Mountains, we're not working with. I know out here we're working with like Costa Mesa Movers though, and I know we do have that's where I used to work. It's an amazing company. But there are like other moving companies we have, but in Dallas, I don't see that we're working with anybody in that.
But in other states?
In other states, Costa Mesa, California. I know I have a few clients on Google Guaranteed from it. I could look up their areas, but in Dallas, because when I do a search, it shows me, like, if they're a current client, their phone number will come up red for us, so we know. And none of them are red. Like, it's showing all green, basically, you know.
Okay. That's good. I just wanted to, like, I guess what I'm asking, even if it's in Dallas, like, if it's somewhere else, like, to see if it's working for them. You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right. 100%. I sent you my direct line and extension. If you want, just order when she's available, because I know, you know, you know, especially midweek, they get busy. But whenever is a good time for her, she could text me or call me, and we could schedule an appointment, you know, to kind of go over what we could do for her and show her what we've done for others too, you know?
Yes. I think that's what she's going to – I sent her your information this morning, by the way.
Perfect.
Yeah, she'll – for sure she's going to get in touch with you. And,
right.
And if you can show her, like, other companies, what you do for them – I think that will buy her in.
The best thing is, too, her sister's using it, you know? So even you'll be able to give her a testimony, like, after a month or so, you know? Like, so, no, that'd be great, you know? We do have, too, a referral. We don't do any of the ads, right? But, like, after she's with us by her second payment, you get your local SEO for free for a month. So basically, you'll get $199 off as a referral bonus. And they'll send you emails on that stuff, too, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay.
Oh, make sure, because we have, like, a referral department, just tell her to ask for Daniel Nelson.
I will. Absolutely. Don't worry.
All right, cool. That way it comes to me, you know? But Google Guarantee, it always comes to me first anyways. But, yeah, anything else, they got to say my name, you know?
Okay.
For the client interview, too, you want them to call your cell phone, right? The 954 number? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So that in the notes for client interview. Okay. So do you have any questions for me right now on your platform?
No, that's it. I guess I'll talk to everything else. You know, I'll talk with my, you know, what I'm looking for, areas. I really want to target, like, some certain things. You know, I'll start uploading photos and doing all my due diligence. And
perfect.
There's a bunch of stuff online too, but if you guys need, I don't know, I guess you can't grab it from there. You're going to need actual photos, right?
We can grab them if you need us to. Yeah. But we like to, we like you to add them just so we know what you want to promote, because, you know, we get clients that use other companies too, and they have like stock photos and they don't really want those, you know, but if you want us to specifically pull some photos, we could do that too, you know?
Cool. Okay. Yeah. No, it's okay. I'll put the photos that I want and we'll go from there. I got videos too and stuff like that. So
perfect. We don't have a limit on the amount of photos or videos you could use either. So that'd be awesome. You know.
Great. Okay. All right. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. We'll talk to. I guess they'll call me tomorrow and go
over
all the rest.
I sent you my direct line and extension too. If you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. If I don't have the answer, like if I need to get you to like the Google ad department, et cetera, I will. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Cindy. Congratulations.
Thank
you're going to love this. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.